Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, glad you could join us on this Monday morning. Mostly cloudy skies today, much cooler today. High in the mid-50s, if we even get there. It's been right around 45, 46 degrees all morning long, but into the mid-50s. Could see some rain today, could see some rain tonight, and tomorrow a little bit cooler too, about 50, 51 cloudy skies. So it's definitely the fall season. If you want to get out and do things today, a little bit probably the better day to do it as the rain comes in. And then Wednesday, I think it's supposed to clear out. Supposed to have some sunshine Wednesday.
Yeah, in fact, Wednesday through the weekend looks bright and sunny, and temperatures back in the 70s by the weekend.
Well, you and I played golf yesterday out at Chapel Hill, and just what a wonderful course. But, you know, there were some views out there, Joel. I was telling my wife this. I said, my gosh, I know we haven't seen the colors bloom yet, so to speak, or burst. But, man, I'll tell you what, there were some holes out there where I just kind of stopped and looked back, and you're just like, my gosh, is it beautiful out here.
Yeah, there's some beautiful vistas up there. It's got a little elevation change, especially on the front nine, where you can kind of see down in the little river valley. And when when Mother Nature starts painting those trees with the yellows and the reds and the oranges, it's beautiful.
It is just stunning how if some of those holes, and then you go to a next hole, maybe all you saw was just the normal green. Then you go to the next one and you'd see some beautiful color. So again, I understand why people love getting out at this time of the year and doing a little hiking, you know, go down to Hocking Hills or just old, you know, over at Black Hand Gorge or just Infirmary Mound Park. Just get out and enjoy it and go for a walk because you will see some beautiful, beautiful colors. I know Ohio Department of Natural Resources has been sending out press releases saying now is the time to get out because, you know, we had the dry weather. No one knew exactly what was going to happen. But I think having that little bit of rain come in from the Hurricane Helene, I think kind of helped these things along a little bit. And now is some stunning views.
Yeah. Well, it starts kind of north and it works its way down. So if you enjoy color, this weekend, maybe head a little north. Next weekend, maybe head a little south and get double for your money.
Yeah, I saw folks were posting on Facebook over the weekend. They were out at, you know, different pumpkin patches and farms getting out and getting their pumpkins. Because now is, you never want to get them too early because, you know, the weather could affect them and that. You know, they get all that kind of...
Hey, turn to mush.
Yeah, real quick. So, I mean, we still haven't gotten ours yet to do our pumpkins, but we plan to take care of that this weekend. You know, there's so many places you can go, Van Buren, Duplers, you know, Pigeon Roost, you name it. But a lot of people, I think, and here's the other thing, and we'll get into the game Saturday night. I think, too, having the Buckeyes play late on Saturday gave people a chance on a Saturday afternoon to get out and do some of this and go out and check out some stuff. Because I know you drove past some of these farms, and, man, they were packed.
Yeah.
They were packed.
Well, it was a great weekend as far as the weather went. I mean, yesterday was kind of breezy, but Saturday, it was a beautiful start to the day. It was here at the radio station, and then afternoon, just absolutely gorgeous. Got a little mowing done, and... It's definitely the time of year to be out.
And that's what I did Saturday as well. Got some yard work done. Actually started to power wash the house. Wife finally got on me. Because my wife is pretty smart about stuff. She'll be like, well, if you just get the power washer out, I'll do it myself. Well, that's not going to happen because I can't have my neighbors going, oh, look, his wife is out there doing the power washing. Where is he at? Yeah. Knowing full well that it's a Saturday and I'd love to be, you know, watching college football. So I'm like, no, I'm already out here cutting the grass. I'll get it. And then the problem was they got the front part done and you're thinking, well, maybe I should. And I'm like, I can't do it because if I got into the whole house, it was all going to get done Saturday. So I gave myself a little credit for going, nah, I think I'll wait a little bit on this. So this upcoming weekend will be the rest of it. It's amazing how dirty those homes get. I mean, my God, I mean, I'm sitting there blasting this thing with the power washer and it's not even budging some of it. I'm like, really? Are you kidding? And we try to do it every year.
Yeah.
But sometimes it just gets to be just really bad. And then Saturday night, we were at the Works for their Hats Off fundraiser and just had a great time, a wonderful crowd down there. And let me tell you something. Saturday night in downtown Newark was packed because 38 Special was over at the Midland Theater, and it happened to be getting out the same time that we were leaving the Hats Off. And, I mean, I just took it all in and went, gosh, you couldn't have asked for a better Saturday night in downtown Newark than Saturday. Because, I mean, it was just great to see all the people. Restaurants were all busy. I mean, we drove past Elliott's right there by City Hall. People waiting outside at that time because the concert hadn't started yet. Or, you know, for obviously for Hats Off, they weren't going there for that. But just the restaurants were packed. And that's great to see for our local businesses because this is how they survive. Is, you know, people always say all the time, the Midland, you know, it's a great draw. It really is. And it gets people downtown and gets them to spend some money. And that was almost a sellout, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, for sure. I mean, that's when you look at the Midland, just the course of the year, the different kinds of music, the acts that they have. I mean, some, you know, critically acclaimed, some, you know, as far as sales go, acclaimed. And then some, you know, kind of back in there a little bit, some really interesting stuff. And that's what makes it great. I mean, even the summer movie series.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, they play Jaws and they play, you know, old timey movies and people turn out to the tune of 400-600 people. So the Midland's got it going on. It's a great draw for the area. But again, that revitalization downtown with those restaurants and, you know, Cinco de Mayo and the pub crawls and the different things that go on year in and year out, people are starting to realize that this is a destination that people are wanting to come down and hang out, even if there's not a great show at the Midland, even if it's just, hey, it's a random Saturday night. Let's go down and partake. There's plenty of parking. There's all kinds of great eateries. And if there's a line at one, there's probably not a line at another. So it's a great opportunity to come down, strap on the feed bag and have some great food.
Yeah. And that's kind of how, now again, the Hats Off was, you know, it was a ticketed event. You had to purchase a ticket to get in. We had a big crowd down there and going through the works. It was kind of an homage to Jerry Mock this year. The theme was Around the Globe, so it was kind of cool. They had different themes for Jerry Mock, but that it was packed. I mean, a big crowd for that. Now, the credit in the world goes to the people at the works. They had a projection screen TV out in the courtyard, so folks who wanted to keep up on what was going on with the game could sneak out and go watch some of the game, you know, and they were giving updates throughout the evening when they were doing an auction. Dr. John Barry, president over at Central Ohio Technical College, was the MC, and he would give a few updates every now and then. You'd get quite a few OHIOs, and then when things started to turn a little south, you didn't hear as much OHIO,
right,
as you heard moans and groans.
Right.
But to credit to the works, it's a fabulous event. It's a fundraiser for the works. They do it every other year. And this year, Dustin and Cindy Neely, Newark City Councilman and Newark City School Board member, his wife Cindy, they were the hosts for this year's event. And it was just a lot of fun. I got to sit with David Lewis, the superintendent of Newark City Schools. And I mean, Joel, we've had him in here before, and he's a lot of fun. But you just talk about a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's him. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had a lot of fun. People are asking, where's Joel Riley? Where's Joel Riley? I said, he worked today. He's taking it easy tonight. But it was just a lot of fun. I mean, it's nice that you have that event where folks can come down and support the works and what they're doing in the community, and they do it right. I mean, the food was outstanding, Licking Memorial. You had the Swing Things, big band was there, and man, I'll tell you what, they were playing everything from Steely Dan to Count Basie.
That's nice.
It was
nice.
They were really, people were getting up dancing. It was a fun time.
Sounds awesome.
Fun times. So if you ever get a chance to take part in that, again, it's the Hats Off. They do it every other year, so get a chance to go down and do that. And all the money raised was going towards their general fund. There were some interesting, shall we say, live auction pieces. I tried to bid on a trip to New Orleans. My wife gave me the stink eye when it got to a certain amount.
That's how it usually goes, David.
I put the brakes on.
You get auction fever, and then somebody's there to quiet the fever.
I put on the brakes after it got to a certain amount. I mean, and you know, she kept saying, well, you know, you do what you want to do, which is code word for if you raise that paddle one more time, I'm going to beat you with it. So I knew to when to stop.
Mm-hmm.
But they had some items that went, dinner and a bourbon tasting at 1922 on the square went for $10,000. $10,000.
Better be some good bourbon.
I'll tell you what. I know the food's good. I've been down there many times. I know the food is good.
Yeah.
But it was funny because it kept getting higher and higher. And then people it wasn't their money, so who cares? They started to put a clap together, like, keep it going, keep it going. Like, not my money. I'll start clapping. I don't care.
Auction fever can be brutal.
But you've done them. You're going to be asked to do the Rockin' Auction again for the Licking County Chamber of Commerce. I mean, there is something to that that mood and that feeling of, well, wait a minute, yeah. I got to get involved
yes,
in this.
Yes, absolutely there is.
And you've done, now I've never done it because that's not my thing, but you know, hey, and they talk so fast. Those auctioneers, man, are they good.
Oh, for sure. I mean, there's a definite skill.
Oh,
I don't have it. I've never been to auctioneer school. I thought about it for a minute, but no, they definitely know how to temper it. They know how to goose it. They know how to give people a chance to think a minute. So it's a real skill.
And Dr. Barry, again, he knew what he was doing. He's like, now remember, folks, this is for the kids.
Yep.
He kept, this is for the kids. And then you're like, oh, okay. And mm-hmm. I'll keep bidding. And, you know, like I said, if there hadn't been a certain person there to look at me like, you do one more and you're a dead man, I would have continued. But they did have some pieces of art as well. It was just a really, really fun night. And then we all left to go home and watch the Buckeyes. Mm-hmm. And that didn't end as we all wanted. And we'll get into the Buckeyes game here in a little bit. But we'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley. Monday morning, cloudy skies, could see some showers later today. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of rain. Cloudy tomorrow with occasional showers as well. Today, high right around 55. Tonight, right down to 39. I'm telling you, I'm closing in on electric blanket weather. I can guarantee you that. I know the wife is. So keep an eye on that. And then tomorrow, just a high of around 51. So that one could be a little bit dicey with the rain, the cold, and the wind. So keep that in mind if you have any plans over the next couple of days. And you know it's a bad day for the Buckeyes when the big guy here at the radio station comes bursting through the door and wants to talk about Ohio State and how his son was having meltdowns. But I wanted to tell him, don't worry, misery loves company, because there were quite a few people I think that were reacting that way Saturday night.
I marveled the first drive. And again, you were at the mm-hmm. at the works, so you didn't see it. But the first drive where they call a completion for Ohio State when clearly it's not, and Chip Kelly, I mean, you know, God bless him, rushes everybody up to the line, snaps a play, so it's unreviewable. But I mean, it should have at least been an incompletion, and most likely should have been an interception. And I just thought bad things right then. Because, you know, they go down and score, and, you know, Howard's given his, you know, poof, whatever dance in the end zone. And I'm just like, not deserved. You should just lay low and take it easy. And nope. And I just, and then the final series, what even can you say about it?
Terrible time management.
I mean that's unbelievable. Have timeouts left.
And one left.
And you run the ball with the 6 seconds left and just, I marveled at that, because all they needed to do was get into field goal position.
And
so,
and at least attempt it. You didn't even get a shot at
it. No.
I mean, and again, like you said, I missed the entire first half because we were at the fundraiser at the works. So we went over to friend's house to watch the second half. And look, I'm not saying Ohio State's defense was great, but in no stretch of the imagination were they great. But I've been saying all along, I thought Oregon was a paper tiger. I'll take that back. And I will tell you this, I was highly impressed with their quarterback, Dylan Gabriel. Yeah. I saw him at Oklahoma and thought, okay, he's a decent quarterback. But he left there because he got beat out by the other guys and went somewhere else. I was as impressed with the way he played from the part that I saw than I was at more depressed about how Ohio State's defense played. It was just one of those ones where that kid kept making plays. They kept throwing stuff at him, and somehow he kept plays alive. He hit the receivers. That's what was more impressive to me, more so than how bad Ohio State's defense looked. I was just impressed by the way he played.
Yeah, well, truth be told, Ohio State was courting him. you know, before Howard. You know, on paper, I read extensively Saturday morning before the game. Most of the national pundits gave the quarterback challenge to Oregon. And I think that bears out.
Oh, I mean, he, and it's not like Howard, again, didn't see the first half, but it wasn't like his, he had a bad game until the last minute and 30 seconds. Yeah. I mean, he underthrows one receiver. Now, I know he had pressure in his face. I get it. I'm not about to sit here and tell you, but the way they handled that, and then when they had, I think it was a penalty, and they didn't know the clock was going to start,
right.
that's on Day. Now, again,
That's on somebody.
That's on Day.
Yeah.
Joel, you can get on the kid as much as you want, the quarterback. Again, but the coach has got to know the rules, and he didn't know the rules because he was asking, like, why is the clock starting?
Yeah.
Don't ask the question, just take the time
take
out.
Take the time out or spike it or something.
You had one
you
left.
You got to stop the clock.
So, I mean,
have your wits about you to get in position to win the game.
And look, again, on the final play, I'll put that on Howard. But I will. Now, they may have said to him, I don't know. You know, they get to talk into the helmet till the last 15 seconds. The last thing said to him was, get down, we need to kick a field goal, take a timeout.
Yeah.
And as soon as he took off running, I looked right at my wife and said, he's got no clue what he's doing.
Yeah.
And he didn't. He just kept running. And
yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing? I mean, get down, give yourself a shot at the field goal.
Right.
And they didn't do it. I mean, it was...
Yeah, it's very unsatisfying to have that play and then him just sitting there with time expired.
You know, and like, you had a timeout in your back pocket.
It just boggles the mind, that last minute and a half, to have played that whole game and to have come that far. But I mean, I think they look sluggish. I mean, Penn State looks sluggish as well. So I think the travel is getting to be a thing in the Big Ten.
You got that
not
right.
An excuse because everybody's doing it, but it really is disappointing because I was hoping for a 1-2 Ohio State Penn State setup. Now it's going to be, I mean, it'll still be 2-4, 3-3, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It still have implications, and the Buckeyes aren't out of it.
No.
They only dropped to 4-1 poll and 5 in the other, mm-hmm. but still, it just, when you got all these guys that came back to win the Natty and all these, you know, loaded and hype machine and hype train and all that stuff, it's just super unsatisfying.
Yeah, and again, I'm not taking any of the fall off of Howard for that final drive, but to my mind, and it's something we've seen now with Ohio State, the big games, they kind of have some issues, and to me, that's coaching. That yep. final minute and a half, to me, and I like Ryan Day. I'm not, you know, bashing him, but that, to me, that's on him.
Yep.
I'm sorry. You have got to know, what do they say all the time? Time and situation.
Absolutely.
And
you can talk about, you know, $20 million for the players, but those coaches are paid exorbitant amounts of money
yep.
to not have game planned. Whatever is coming down the pike to be ready for it is just pathetic.
Yep. Joel, I won't argue with you 100%. I just, to me, it's on him as much as it's on Howard that he has to know what. Now, did I know exactly the rule for that on the 25, you know, the clock with the penalty? No, I'm not going to say, but I'm also not making $6.5 million a year to know those rules or to have somebody in my headphone telling me, hey, they made the right call. We need to take a timeout or we need to get up and spike the ball. We got to do something quick.
Somebody, even if you don't have it mapped out, situational awareness.
Yep.
Somebody on the sideline going, the clock's running, we got a timeout.
Yep.
I mean, give me something.
Yep.
But 100%. You get nothing, and it just is so frustrating.
And then the kid got caught up in it. He saw he had a big hole, and he thought, oh, I'll just keep running. And then I think about 10 steps away, he went, wait a minute, I got to get down.
Mm-hmm.
And by then, it was just too late. And even if he's able, he gets the first down. I said, don't worry about it. You're not going to have enough time to get up and spike the ball anyway
mm-hmm.
and get the kicking unit on there.
Nope.
So it was just a mess at the end of that game, and it's a shame because it was such a good game up until then. You know, like I said, people were giving us updates at the hats off event at the works, but then to get home and see that, you're just like, ooh, that's a tough one. And look, don't let the defense off the hook either. Like I said, I was impressed with Dylan Gabriel, but the defense, you got to make a play. I mean, you're telling how good it is.
Watching what we watched out of Penn State, which a little one-dimensional with that one tight end. I mean, that guy's a beast. He's a beast.
He plays all over the field.
But, I mean, all the different looks.
Yep.
And you want to talk about befuddling a defense? that is worrisome, and I hope the Buckeyes are game planning for that right now. And again, I've said it all along, the only game that matters to me is the game at the end of the season. But
not anymore.
Well,
because now they got Nebraska after the bye.
Yeah.
And then they get Penn State.
Yeah.
You don't win that Penn State game, In my mind, I don't know what you can do. I mean, you got to get to the Big Ten championship game, but boy, I'll tell you what, you lose that, and I don't know how you're getting to the Big Ten championship game.
Well, and that's, you know, again, they've made it into the Final Four before.
Yep.
But it's a tougher putt. It's a longer season, and I don't know. They're gonna have to play a whole lot better.
Well, you would hope. I mean, it was interesting and it was sad all at the same time, as we were at our friend's house and we all just kind of stopped and looked with an amazement on our face. We're like, did we just lose?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was just that kind of a game. So
very unsatisfying.
Yeah. We'll see how it all plays out as you get closer and closer to the end of this, halfway to the season now, and six games in. So. We'll see what they do. They get another bye this weekend.
6-0 is a whole lot better than 5-1.
And here's the other thing I told my wife. Man, they got to sit on that thing for another week.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have to think, and again, get rid of the hype videos and quit worrying about making your videos before. And they're not the only team to do it, I understand. But at some point, you got to be like, look, we're not going to worry about videos anymore and putting them out on social media. Let's get in the Woody.
Go win a game.
Yeah, let's go get in the Woody and figure out what we did wrong. So we'll see. You get a week off. You can take a deep breath. You don't have to worry about them now until they play Nebraska in a couple of weeks.